CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague, co-host, and friend. And we're very privileged to speak to Mark Simon, longtime deputy director at the now closed, shuttered, stomped on Apple Daily by the PLA and the PRC and all the bully boys of Hong Kong. However, Mark is here to speak to Hong Kong and Jimmy Lai and the fate of the South China Sea at this moment. Mark, a very good day to you. Thank you very much for joining us.
Good day to you.
We turn to the news out of Hong Kong, and it is not positive, but it needs interpretation. This is Reuters. New Hong Kong security law comes into force amid fears for freedoms. That seems understatement. What is the new law, Mark? Good day.
Good day. The new law, Article 23, has the same name as what we saw in 2003 when the government proposed Article 23, which is supposed to be, which is mandated in the relationship in the basic law that, we're supposed to put in new security laws. 2003, they tried a version of Article 23, first mass protest we'd seen in Hong Kong. The government backed off and they stayed away from it until a long time. In 2020, they came with the national security law, which basically had almost everything that we saw in the original Article 23. So what is this version of Article 23? It's basically they're picking up all the scraps. They're tightening all the main joist. They're making sure there's no way out. So in other words, they've got the national security law they put in 2020. They came along with this and they said, okay, this closes everything off. So this law, basically, you've already got the crackdown, say 90%. This is the last 10%. This pushes everything, just pushes the air right out of everything in Hong Kong. So now there's no leakage. There's no basic opportunities for anyone to go astray now, because you can be found guilty for just about anything. In other words, with the NSL, there were a few public interest explanations. In other words, you could do a few things here and there. Not the case now. National security is now completely tight thanks to Article 23. So think of it as a sweeper law. In other words, we've got all these restrictive laws coming in, but we need to really finish it off. So Article 23 was a sweeper law to sweep out any remaining dissonance.
The Hong Kong chief executive, John Lee, is quoted as saying this law, quote, accomplishes a historic mission, living up to the trust placed in us by the central authorities. Gordon, you have a question for Mark.
Mark, is there any room for dissent in Hong Kong these days?
None. Let me say one thing. Hong Kong is unique. China is basically not a very effective system. So they've got their draconian laws, but I hate to say it, you've got basically Chinese implication, which is kind of like, well, you know, they implement them. But there's a lot more room. In Hong Kong, you've got this incredibly effective legacy of British managers. In other words, Hong Kong is a very well-run city, or was a very well-run city. So you combine that with Article 23 and the national security law, they're sweeping up everything. And that's why financial companies are leaving. And that's why big companies are just leaving. There's no room now. There's really no room at all.
Mark, we go to your colleague, Jimmy Lai. The trials, the persecution. First, we ask about his health. What can you tell us, Mark?
Well, people see him every day now. Reporters who are in there see him every day. He looks okay. He seems to be quite bored, from what I understand. And he is still 76 with diabetes, and it's not the best thing in the world for him to be in there. But no, he's, at this point in time, his health is not in danger that we see, although, like I say, there's an age issue there.
Gordon, you have a question.
Mark, do you think Jimmy will ever breathe free air again?
Yes, I think so, and I think people can have a lot to do with that. Look, at the end of the day, Jimmy is really, in his own way, a Chinese patriot. And Jimmy also essentially has a fight going with one group, and that's the Hong Kong authorities. Always remember, whenever you hear it, John just read off John just read off what John Lee wrote, said the other day. This is all Jimmy's trial. Everything is about appeasing the Beijing authorities. At a certain point in time, and it's already starting to happen, the Beijing authorities are essentially getting tired of the pressure. My belief is, and I have a very strong belief, that when Jimmy becomes more trouble than he's worth, just like a lot of these dissidents, we'll move on. This entire trial, when you watch the trial day by day, as I do and a lot of people do, this is not about convicting Jimmy. Jimmy was convicted the day they arrested him. This is a communist system. This trial is really about the Hong Kong government trying to explain to Beijing why they have so destroyed Hong Kong. In other words, they're trying to say we had to burn down the village because of this guy. And if you watch the, if you read the trial, there's websites up there where you can go, supportjimmylai.com, where you can see the daily trial trial from the press that's being translated. It's ridiculous. All these assertions are just ridiculous. And I play a prominent part in some of them. You know what I'm saying? And I can tell you personally, I'm just going, what are they talking about? But they're telling a story to Beijing, and that story is this is why we had to destroy the town. That's the only story they're telling. They've got the conviction. That's never been an issue.
There were other editors who were persecuted. What is their fate in general, Mark?
Well, right now, nobody is being sentenced. Nobody of the 47 and of the Apple Daily editors are going to be sentenced until Jimmy's trial is over. He's found guilty, and maybe even he's sentenced. The point being is they're looking for the signal from Beijing or from whoever it is in Guangzhou on what type of sentences they need to put in. Think about this. You've got 47 people who've pleaded guilty to the violations of the national security law, and it's been a year since they've been sentenced. The Apple Daily people have all testified against Jimmy, and they've all pleaded guilty. Why aren't they being sentenced? They're not being sentenced because basically they want to see how this goes. And I don't think Beijing's made up its mind yet.
Gordon, you have a question.
Mark, when we look at the rest of the Hong Kong press, what can we say? Are they totally tame? Is there some room for political debate, or is this just a dead society?
Dead society. And I think a lot of some of the people who are trying to do some things there, the international press is still pretty solid there. They seem to be pretty good, although I do think they're shying away from some coverage. There's a little bit of coverage of Jimmy's trial, not a lot. And of the trials, but it's dead. I mean, there's some great people who are trying to do a lot of things there, such as Tom Grundy at the Hong Kong Free Press. But there's just no room. There's absolutely no room there now. As I would, if I was running a news organization, I would pull out. It's just not worth it. And a lot of people have. You know, we have to remember Stand and a bunch of news organizations just closed. You know, and you haven't seen any start up.
The persecution is not limited to Hong Kong. It is the whole region of East Asia. We have two wars in Eurasia right now. It's always a risk whether there's going to be another war breaking out over Taiwan or the adjacent area to the South China Sea. Has the mood darkened in the whole hemisphere, Mark?
Well, yes. I'll be back in Southeast Asia in a few weeks. But yes, the last time I was there, it is incredibly to me how in 3 or 4 years where China was seen as a trading partner, China is seen now as a threat by everyone. There is no one, and including in North Asia too, with Japan and South Korea. China is seen as a threat by everybody. I actually believe that we're already seeing violence between the Philippines and China in resupply efforts. I believe it's going to get a lot worse. I think we're going to start seeing anti-Chinese actions inside the Philippines because the people are so frustrated. I'm starting to believe and I'm starting to hear that the Filipinos could probably be the first place that we have actual military conflict with the Chinese. There is no controlling. We talk about people being out of control in a lot of different areas. I have not seen a real strong command and control effort in the South China Sea by the Chinese to basically back off small issues. They are ramping this up at every chance they get. And I think the Filipinos will fight. There's no doubt in my mind. They may be standing on the beach throwing rocks at you, but they're going to fight.
And your measure of Taiwan, is its resistance stiffening or are they wobbling? 30 seconds,
I think,
Mark.
Stiffening. Taiwan is definitely getting – Taiwan is seeing a China now that they don't want to be a part of. The Taiwanese people are like, well, you know, I'll get some money overseas. I'll put it there. And if all goes to hell – but they're going to fight. There's no doubt in my mind. Like I say, the Chinese are building a resistance to themselves. They're building the wall around themselves by their actions.
Mark Simon, longtime deputy director at the now closed Apple Daily, working with Jimmy Lai, who is jailed and persecuted. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.